hit me right on the forehead.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, you know, you don't really need one of those.
No, I need it. Oh. Oh, I gotta recover. Nope. One more time. 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 This is it. Come on, one more time. Come on. Come on, Pitchy. Come on. Son of... I got it. I have. Damn, I'll try to sneak up on it. 201-209-9368. You want to skateboard with Bucci? That's okay. If you don't want to, if you don't know how to, that's fine. Just watch Bucci skateboard. And I'll just, you could just hang back smoking a cigarette, watching me, and maybe doing a little video filming me. Maybe you could ollie. I have, you know, we tried to ollie over me. That was a mistake. But I also have all this charcuterie that I bought for the topic I was going to do, the dream charcuterie topic. So I have all these pickled onions and fig jam and shaved Parmesan. And if you want to ollie over that, that's fine too. I remember when I first got bit by the tick. The skateboarding tick, and it buried into my armpit, is when I saw this guy on my block, and he was, you know, a good deal older than me. You know, he was about, yeah, I guess about 10 years older than me. 10 years older than me, so he was 42. And he was doing tricks. And he did this thing, and it was, he called it like Babe Ruth. He's like, I'm going to do this thing. It's called an Ollie Impossible. And yes, it's as hard as it sounds. And it's when you lift up, and then you kind of kick out, and then you flip it around your foot, and then you do that. And it's one of those. And then, so... it's very hard. It's one of the hardest things. And we were all crowding around watching him, you know, just like, oh, wow. And so he did this thing. Clean. Like that. And he stepped off the board and into the waiting arms of like five people. And they all gave him a hug. And he was at the center. Almost like he was at the hub of a really good Spitfire wheel. Listen to that sound, so smooth. And it's then I want a hug. I want to be hugged. Some sort of love. And what is, I'm not going to do it with my personality. Might as well try to do it with this. Might as well make my personality skateboarding. Call Yuga Bucci.
Hey, how's it going, Bucci?
Oh, Jesus. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Stan. I'm calling from the southwest side of Chicago.
Oh, God. Southwest side of Chicago, huh?
That's right. Yeah. Over here on 63rd Street by Narragansett.
Oh, I see. I love that. I love that that area. So Chicago's very flat. So, I mean, what are you skating off back then?
Hey, I'd like to grind these trucks on anything I can find, be it rails, concrete, curbs. You right. know I like to skate.
All right. Are you out there by that Frank Lloyd Wright house? Is that where you're kind of in that western part of Chicago?
Nah, we don't got none of those Lloyd Wrights out here.
You don't get a Lloyd Wright out there?
It's a bunch of bungalows, basically.
All right, a bunch of, a B of B. All right, Stan, why don't you grind off a Chicago hot dog or something? What are you going to do? What are you going to trick are you going to do?
I'm going to be grinding these instead of like a rail or a
skate.
Curb. I'm going to be grinding on hate.
You're going to be grinding on hate? Is that what you just said?
I'm going to be grinding on hate and all of the bad things in the world.
Okay,
today.
Just yeah. Just sign the waiver that says you're not going to sue Bucci. Go ahead, sign it, please.
Okay, done.
All right, great. All right, let's hear this this anti-hate skate.
All right, here
Bucci.
Goes.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah! Ooh! Ooh,
whoa, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Unfortunately, you did not hit that last one, and so hate wins. I'm so sorry, Stan. All right, that's it. Micah, do you want to do a trick? You're a skateboarder.
What's
you're
a trick.
Yeah, we're skateboarding.
Oh.
On the air.
I have no concept of what that
means. Too late. You did it. Good job, Micah. All right, I'm going to do it one more time. Let's see. Damn it. One more time. Oh! Yeah! I did it! One more time. All right, kickflip. Oh! My hernia. Oh, that wasn't good. I think my hernia busted through the protective netting that I had set up. Let me see. Oh, it's all wet now. Oh, skate and die. Now that I know what it means.
Hey, Bucci, you want to skate with us?
I do, and you did too. Thanks, everyone, for grinding, calling it out. Remember, it's the fountain of youth. You ever want to be young, be on or next to a skateboard. And if you did get hurt, it's good pain. And for some more good pain, coming up, it's the music of Mind Control with Micah. He's going to be doing rollerblading or something like that, which is not my favorite, but whatever. All right, you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. Keep skating, skate for life, and who listens to Bucci? You Ducci.
Are you ready for bed and sleep? All little girls and boys must sleep. When they play all day, they need rest. Do you know what rest means? Let me show you. We will play a little game. Put your hands way up on the top of your head. Now, touch your toes with your hands. Reach way down. All right, put your hands on your head again. Now, way down, touch your toes. Once more, put your hands on your head. That is all now. Put your hands down. Feel how nice it is to just stand quiet and still. You are resting now. When you close your eyes and go to sleep, you rest too. Then when you wake and open your eyes, you will feel very, very nice. Before you get into bed, you must say your prayers. Get down on your knees. Put your two hands together. Think of all the good things, the pretty flowers, the little birds that sing in the trees, your little friends, the boys and girls you play with. Think of the sun, the big ball of light shining in the sky. Remember the nice things you have had to eat. You must say thank you for all these good things. God made them all. You want to tell him that you love him because he is good to you. When you say your prayers, you talk to God. He can hear you because God is everywhere. He is the big you, the universe. God is in the stars and in the moon. He is in this room. God is in you. Let us talk to God. You say softly just what I say. Now I close my eyes in peace. To God I am now close. He is in me. He is of me. Bless all boys and girls everywhere. Bless their mamas and papas too. Please, God, tell me how to be good, so everyone will love me as you love me. I thank God for all that I have. So mote it be. Now climb into bed and good night. Everyone loves little boys and girls that are kind. Kind boys and girls never hurt other little children or make them cry. You are going to be kind. You will smile when you play. You will not take toys and things away from others. You will be kind, kind, kind. You will always do what Mama and Papa ask you. Mama and Papa love you. They want to be good to you. Remember, do just what Mama and Papa ask you. You must like pretty things. The sky is blue and pretty. The little fluffy white clouds are pretty. You have pretty picture books. Pretty things are nice. Look for things that are pretty. Draw pretty pictures. Sing pretty songs. Remember, be kind. Do what we tell you. Love pretty things.
Good evening, Starseed. This is the Music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, your host, as it were, every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern. Your pit stop, all kinds of groovy sounds culled from the depths of depravity. New religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical or divine inspired nature. Just heard a very creepy old child guidance record from the ancient mystical order of the Rosicrucians. Ralph M. Lewis, who was the imperator of Amork at the time, teaching the youngsters how to open their hearts and minds to divine wisdom and get ready for bedtime. Maybe something more sinister as well. Not sure what Ralph's sexual disposition was, but sounds like the kind of person you wouldn't want your kids around. I'm going to play some Christian Science music now from the Solo Committee. Acoustic, folky, Christian Science music. From a 2003 release entitled Grateful Hearts Unbounded, Solo Committee seemed to be, or were, the main in-house Christian Science musical offering. I don't think they've been doing anything, but 15 or so years ago, hot on the Christian Science circuit. I'm assuming they're from Boston. So we're going to hear a little of this, and I'll be right back.
Blessed be my Father God, wrapped in your care. Blessed with all your spiritual gifts, I am your heir.
Before he founded the earth, drew the stars above, my Father had made mine, focus of
just be my Father God, wrapped in your care. Blessed with all your spiritual gifts, I am your heir, I am your heir.
He came into their village, 10 lepers stood afar, cut off from friends and family, unclean, cast out, debarred. With hope they called to Jesus, with love he turned their way. His certainty of healing shone out just like a ray. Grateful hearts unbounded, lift your voice in song, giving thanks to our source of good, to whom we each belong. Rejoice, rejoice, ye people now rejoice. Our very being urges us with all our hearts rejoice. Go show yourself to the priest, my friend. He'll say that you are clean. And apparently, without a word, they went in trust unseen. And as they went, each one of them was cleansed of his disease. Unclean no more, in pain no more, at last to live life free. Grateful hearts unbounded, lift your voice in song, giving thanks to our source of good, to whom we each belong. Rejoice, rejoice, ye people now rejoice. Our very being urges us with all our hearts rejoice. But what then of the one man who came back to give God thanks? Where were the other nine? Did they not care the same? Or were there no ungrateful men from where Christ Jesus stood? The viewpoint of the Christ beholds one man forever good. Grateful hearts unbounded, lift your voice in song, giving thanks to our source of good, to whom we each belong. Rejoice, rejoice, ye people now rejoice. Our very being urges us with all our hearts rejoice. Our very being urges us with all our hearts rejoice. Once was a woman who for 18 years was infirm, bowed together, and through all of her tears could find not a single way to lift up herself, though surely she'd sought every known source of help. Woman, 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 you are free to glorify God. You are free of resentment's path that ages have trod. You can stand up and drop all that weight of concern. You are worthy and joyous, unfettered, unspurned. Oh, woman, 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 you are free. did you bow from the burdens of life? Did you feel you were martyred as a mother and wife? Did you act out the script that was handed to you of supporting all the others while the years by you flew? Woman, 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 you are free to glorify God. You are free of resentment's path that ages have trod. You can stand up and drop all that weight of concern. You are worthy and joyous, unfettered, unspurned. Oh, woman, 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 you are free. Now, as soon as Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and as if to dismiss all that oppression within, he said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. He touched her, she stood up straight immediately. Woman, 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 you are free to glorify God. You are free of resentment's path that ages have trod. You can stand up and drop all that weight of concern. You are worthy and joyous, unfettered, unspurned. Oh, woman, 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 you are free.
Okay, some Christian Science music ballads from the solo committee. Woman, Grateful Hearts Unbounded, Blessed Be. Music to pray away the human animal magnetism or whatever Mary Baker Eddy called it. Oh, excuse me. Ah. Okay, we're going to now journey into the wild and woolly world of Aristasia. This is a lesbian separatist cult. Well, it's actually an alternate reality that was developed by a lesbian separatist cult from Ireland known as the Silver Sisterhood, mostly active in the 1980s, started by Miss Martindale, who was actually, I think she was the niece of Wink Martindale from the $10,000 pyramid or whatever that was. Aristasia is a sort of a utopian Leninist Marxist lesbian alternate reality that Miss Martindale created. There is, of course, no men. They have their own method of reproduction that has nothing to do with cisgendered male. But it's mostly geared toward the practice of sadomasochistic discipline. Lots of disciplinary activity going on. Leather whips, chains, that kind of thing. Apparently this cult was very active in that area of heightened control. But when they weren't doing that, they wore these sort of 19th century dresses, like Victorian outfits, and they lived in this house without electricity and acted out these Aristasian BDSM things. Very strange. Now, the way they earned their keep, as it were, is they actually wrote the scripts and the coding for a lot of those 1980s early video games. Like, let's see, the Snow Queen. Maybe some of you old-time RPG people remember these. Bugsy, Jack the Ripper, Silver Wolf. They created, developed all these early adventure video games for the PC in the 80s and early 90s. And that's how they funded the Aristasian BDSM cult. So the cult is no longer in existence. However, the idea, the concept, the Aristasian alternate reality narrative exists on various websites. It was a thing on Second Life for a while, but I don't know if Second Life is still around. I don't know. So there are different sort of subcultures, subcommunities that are very active in this Aristasian philosophy narrative. And I'm going to play a few Aristasian songs. It seems that the Umali Shroomali Club is mostly responsible for much of the Aristasian music or songs, as it were. And we're going to hear a few. Right now, get ready. I'll be right back.
What is it they call the BPPS? It's the bump, it's a pie of a shroom. What is it they call the BPPS? It's the bump, it's a pie of a shroom. Oh, bump, it's a pie. Bump, it's a pie. It's the bump, it's a pie of a shroom. Bump, it's a pie. Bump, it's a pie. It's the bump, it's a pie. by your bedroom. Oh, what is it they call the beep beep beep? As it's the band pizza by your bedroom. What is it they call the beep beep beep? As it's the band pizza by your bedroom. Yes, band pizza pie. Band pizza pie. It's the band pizza by your bedroom. Band pizza pie. Band pizza pie. It's the band pizza by your bedroom. Oh, what is it they call the beep beep beep? As it's the band pizza by your bedroom. What is it they call the beep beep beep? As it's the band pizza by your bedroom. Oh, band pizza pie. Band pizza pie. It's the band pizza by your bedroom. Band pizza pie. Band pizza pie, it's the band pizza pie of bedroom. Oh, what is it they call the beep beep beep? As it's the band pizza pie of bedroom. What is it they call the beep beep beep? As it's the band pizza pie of bedroom. Yes, band pizza pie. Band pizza pie, it's the band pizza pie of bedroom. Band pizza pie. Band pizza pie, it's the band pizza pie of bedroom. Oh, what is it they call the beep beep beep? As it's the band pizza pie of bedroom. What is it they call the beep beep beep? As it's the band pizza pie of bedroom.
Cow a scraping song, this is the cow a scraping song. Cow a scraping dance, cow a scraping dance. This is the cow a scraping dance. Everybody loves the cow a scraping song and its associated dance. Cow a scraping song, cow a scraping song. Soon they will be doing it in France.
The rest of
the cow drum is. Soon they will be doing it in France.
Okay, there you have it. Deep from the heart of the Aristasian universe, some Aristasian songs performed by the Oomily Shroomily Club. One of the many players or members of the Aristasian subculture. We heard the Geometry Song, the Fruzzer Song, Carrot Grating Song, Burnt Pizza Pie Mix, Mountain Song, and In the Dark of Middle Winter. Hope you enjoyed that. Going to hear now from a record put out in 1976. One of these devotional new age psychedelic records from the cult known as Messiah movement for this. I'm blanking out on it now. Movement for the Society of Inner Awareness, I think, is what it stands for. So the story with this one is John Roger Hinkins, originally just John Hinkins, went into a coma. Sometime in the 1960s, came out and, of course, became the mystical traveler. Claimed he had all kinds of insight as a result of his time on a near-death experience. Started Messiah, which was essentially reformatted teachings that he stole from Ekinkar. Had the same kind of philosophy of, you know, ascending to the higher dimensions, higher state of awareness, various levels of reality outside of our own. However, one thing he did that was different was he established this whole sort of human potential seminar framework called Insight, sort of like in the vein of Est and those types of things. And that got him a lot of money. And then it came out that John Roger was a sexual predator, but only with the men of his cult. Apparently, if you were a high initiate acolyte of John Roger, you had to undergo a physically invasive initiation ceremony. And that led to a lot of allegations and trauma. But he was very successful cult, still around, although John Roger is no longer with us. There's a new mystical traveler, but I forget his name. He's not very interesting. Okay, so they put out a record, 1976, a group of his followers calling themselves Baraka. One record they put out, Love is as Open as Your Heart. We're going to hear some selected tracks, and I'll be right back. Thank you. music for The Mystical Traveler, John Roger Hinkins. And the Messiah Cult record they put out under the moniker Baraka, Love is as Open as Your Heart. We heard Sower of Seeds, The Mystical Traveler, and Night Flight. Gonna stay in the hippie vibe for the close of the show. And play some tracks from this wonderful rarities comp that was put out in 2008. Some rare music from the Source family. Our friends, Father Yod and the Source family. Songs from the Source. Music of from 1973. Calling themselves Children of the Sixth Root Race. As you might know, they kept changing the name of their musical projects, Yehoah 13, Yodship, and so forth. I think this is just something that they put together and never released. Children of the Sixth Root Race, Songs from the Source, released in 2008 by Drag City. So, get out your Father Yod headbands and do some edibles, and we'll listen to as much as we can until the top of the hour. This is WFMU East Orange, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Great. Okay, that's it for me. See you next week. Take care.
Didn't know.
So I ran away from home, 'cause I felt so alone.
be seen. Close proximity. The first time I saw you, you were my father, but I didn't know.
Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty. Just hang on, I'll be with you in just a moment. Wouldn't you know it? There's all kinds of problems here. Let's try to get this going. Sorry about that. No. Okay.
darting quail. Some like to sail, while others like to box. Some men prefer to surf, still others like the turf, and lose a lot of money on the jocks. Some men say judo is their dish, while others fish where mountain water swirls. But let a girl appear, he'll pursue her and run his fingers through her curls. Hell, that's the way it's been since the world began. The favorite sport of man is girls. Some men like swimming in the sea, some water ski, while others like to fence. Developing physique, some climb a mountain peak and rough it in those glitter canvas tents. To some, a parachute's the thing. He pulls a string as down to earth he hurls. But let a doll appear, he'll pursue her and run his fingers through her curls. Hell, that's the way it's been since the world began. The favorite sport of man is girls.